今日早起咱要读的经文，记载伫《列王纪上》第十五章第十六节到三十四节。Our scripture readings for this morning is found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 15, verses 16 to 34. 第十六节，亚撒甲以色列王巴沙在世日子，常常进谏。以色列王巴沙起来要攻击犹大，受见喇嘛不应可人点犹太王阿撒迄只出入，于是阿撒将耶和华殿甲王宫虎口来到所存春夏的金文都交伫神仆手中，打发因王徛大马色的阿伦王希顺的孙啊，他伯利门的囝便哈达迄只去，说您父亲正甲我父亲立约，我甲你阿爸立约。现在我将金文送你为礼物，求你放下你甲以色列王巴沙所立的约，使我离开。便哈达听这阿撒王的话，派军长去攻击以色列的城壁，因就攻破。以文但阿伯伯马家伊利率列转经拉佛他利转经巴沙听起就停工不修建喇嘛路，另外坐地叠沙。于是阿撒王宣告犹大众人不应可一个推辞，吩咐因将巴沙修建的喇嘛所用的石头塔头都运去，用以修建便雅门的加巴甲米示巴。阿撒记录的事，凡伊所行的，并伊的勇力，甲伊所建筑的城壁，都写伫犹大列王纪上。阿撒年老的时阵，脚顶有病。阿撒甲伊列祖同睡，分伫他祖大卫城。伊列祖的军队内，伊的囝约沙法接续伊做王。犹大王阿撒第二年，亚罗波安的囝拿达登基做以色列王共两年。拿达行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，加伊的父亲所行的，凡伊父亲使以色列人含伫罪内的所做，以色家人阿希亚的囝巴沙背叛拿达，在腓力斯甲基比顿杀了伊。彼时，拿达甲以色列众人正围困基比顿。在犹大王阿撒第三年，巴沙杀了伊，篡了伊的位。巴沙一做王，就杀了亚罗波安的全家，凡有气息的，无有留下一个，要灭绝了。正应验耶和华借伊仆人苏罗人阿希亚所说的话，这是因为亚罗波安所犯的罪，使以色列人陷在罪内，亚当耶和华以色列神的怒气。拿达基录的事，凡伊所行的，都写在以色列诸王记上。阿撒甲以色列王巴沙在世日子，常常进谏。犹大王阿撒第三年，阿希亚的子巴沙在得瑟登基做以色列众人的王，共二十四年。伊行的耶和华眼中看为恶的事，行亚罗波安所行的道，凡伊使亚以色列人陷在罪内迄个罪。
感谢主，让我们今日到神的面前敬拜。
Thank God, we have another day to worship Him.
当然，有时阵徛伫台下台顶会紧张。
Of course, sometimes when you stand on stage, you can get nervous.
不要紧，天生啊紧张，我是会紧张。
Don't worry. Brother Michael is nervous. I'm also nervous sometimes.
So in a nervous, what could I nervous?
So if he's nervous, I'm even more nervous. So today I'm going to review with you what this passage is talking about. This passage is talking about two separate kings. The first is the king of Judah, King Asa. And the second is the king of Israel, King Baasha. And when we look at this passage, and when it talks about King
Baasha,
this was because when King Jeroboam separated Israel into two,
then
his successor was his son Nadab. But after serving king for only 2 years, Nadab's throne was usurped by
Baasha.
And the Bible is very clear, especially in this passage, that the reason why Nadab's throne was usurped and Jeroboam's family line was stricken out was because of Jeroboam's doing of evil deeds.
So you see, when people do wrong,
so we see that when man commits mistakes and when he does wrong and God says something, then it will happen. And we see here that Baasha was king of Israel for 24 years. But during this time, King Baasha of Israel and King Asa of Judah often were in war with each other. And Baasha would often build strongholds or fortresses to protect his cities. And he built these in order to prepare for battle against the people of Judah. But as for King Asa, although he followed the will of God, and we know that King Asa did a lot of good things, such as taking away the authority of the queen mother and taking away the idols in Judah.
So
at that time, even though he walked the path God wanted him to walk on, there was still war. So let me tell you that just because we are following the will of God, that does not mean that we will have no problems. Later, I will expound on this. But here, what else did King Asa do? Because of the war, King Asa went to see King Ben-Hadad of Damascus. And thanks to Ben-Hadad, who agreed to assist King Asa, Judah was preserved. And because of this, both kingdoms, the northern and the southern, continue to exist separately. And we know that King Asa later on reigned in Judah for 41 years. And here in this passage, which details the history of the two kingdoms, we see several points. The first of which is that what happens to a world embroiled in sin? And the second thing that we see is how God treats a person who follows him.
所以呢，因为这个原因，我就这两项代志，今仔早起要甲大家分享。
And that is why I will discuss these two points with you.
然后你若假使看这个犯罪了的世界是什么世界呢
？If you look at this world where sin exists,
这个是苦难。
The one word that describes it is suffering.
然后离开上帝的光景里面，的世界里面，只有一个字形容。就是苦难。
Again, a world that has departed from God will only exist with suffering.
但是你看这个所在吼，有什么款的苦难，这个世界会面对呢
？So what kinds of suffering exist?
两款的苦难。
There are two kinds of suffering.
头一款叫做人为性的苦难。
The first is what I would call man-made suffering.
啊，为什么我讲人为性的苦难
？So why will I call this man-made or man-caused?
你来直接看经文，你看到讲。
If you look at the passage, we see that the king of Israel and the king of Judah often battled against each other. And whenever there is a battle, the results will never be good. And when you see how Jeroboam's son, Nadab, was killed by
Baasha,
this is also a disaster caused by man.
And
when you realize that Baasha not only killed Nadab, but the entire family line, this is really is something caused by man.
So if you read this passage, you see people living in this world, we face a lot of human suffering.
So we see in this passage that man will often meet man-made disasters.
Why do I say this?
Why do I say
this? Because
when Adam and Eve, before they sinned,
then their heart always wanted to be with God.
Their hearts wanted to do what God
willed them.
They placed God in the center of their life.
但是你看嘛，迄个撒旦咧引诱亚当和夏娃犯罪时
，But when the serpent was tempting Adam and Eve to sin，
当然落尾咱看到夏娃摕迄个分别善恶果子树的果子，摕给亚当吃。
And when Eve took the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil and gave it to Adam to eat, and then Adam later on ate the fruit, but if you notice, why did Adam eat the fruit?
这个撒旦哦，引诱亚当夏娃的时阵，亚当夏娃有一个真重要的原因要吃。
Actually, there is one main reason why Adam and Eve wanted to eat the fruit.
就是讲我要吃了的时阵，有法当亲像上帝。
It is because after they eat the fruit, they thought that they will be like God.
所以呢，当这个亚当夏娃因为愿意爱跟上帝相同，伊就吃了迄个分别善恶果子树。
Because of their desire to be like God, Adam and Eve ate the fruit.
So, and
because of this, afterwards, every person is now self-centered.
所以犯罪了的世界，大家人皆是用我做最中心。
So a world post sin is a self-centered world.
这个世界里面，大家在想的是我，我要有我当得着什么，真重要。
This world is focused on me, myself, and what I can get.
因为这个世界里面，伊讲我若要比别人更加好。
Because according to the world, if I can compare myself to be better than others,
我跟你相同，我有比你什么较好啊
？If we are just equal, what am I better than you at?
所以呢，我就要用更加多物件来支持我比你更加好。
And thus I will use things to in order to showcase, in order to uplift myself.
所以真侪时阵，咱认为我要比别人较好，我愈多钱。
So in order for us to feel that we're better than others, we use money. We use fame. We use properties.
Talents.
And we use these things to make us feel better than others. But we need to understand one thing. Just because I'm better than you, that means that the other person is not, does that mean that the other person is not blessed? It means that the other people are not happy. So when the other side is not happy, they will want to rise up and compare themselves to you also. And so because of this self-centered nature, we have this problem in the world. So one man once said, if the world wants to be at peace, after a man hits you,
两个你很欢喜说, 多谢,
you should be very happy and say thank you.
啊, 世界就和平了,
then the world will be at peace.
对吧, 当人打你一个,
you see, when someone hits you,
你会看怎样?
What will you do?
打两个, 有没有?
You'll hit him twice.
啊, 不收嘛,
it's just the 哇,
你问你, 世界会好些吗? 不可能好些,
will the world be at peace? Of course not.
你没看到世界上, 人跟人的中间, 人为性的困难,
and that is why the issues in this world often revolve around the self-centered nature of man.
你看,
if you look at the relationship of China and the United States, which is being controlled by the trade right now,
代表说,
and they are comparing it with the viewpoint of what is better for each of
them. 你看,
in the world of business, it is the same. The same is applies in courtship. The same with studies. If you're in the first place,
you
know, the person who is most irritated at you is the one who is at second place.
You
know, when I was in high school, I was 37th place in
the class.
I don't mind if someone else is the first
place. I'll
let him be.
我来到菲律宾，我十五岁读一切头名。
But when I arrived in the Philippines, I was 15 years old and I was studying at grade 1 and I was first place.
感谢就头名，老伯真见笑。
Thank God I was first place, otherwise it would be very embarrassing.
但是第二名真蛮是在求求我。
But the one at second place was very angry at me.
因为七岁啊。
Because he was 7 years old.
那输给十五岁，你头名。
And then, obviously, he would lose against a
15-year-old.
So, in this world, we see that the selfish and self-centered nature of man brings about a lot of suffering.
So,
and so when we see King Asa battling against King Baasha, and Baasha doing anything in his power to usurp the throne, this is very normal in this world. But in this passage, aside from man-caused suffering, there is also what I call natural suffering.
你看这样代志,
pay attention to.
阿达两年最亡死了.
Nadab became king for 2 years, then he died. He was killed.
所以这个不是自然,
so this was not natural.
但是你看巴沙本身哦，伊最亡头尾二十四年。
But if you look at Baasha, he was king for 24 years.
然后你看阿萨这个是何王,
and if you look at Asa, he was a good king.
这个王最王41年,
and he was king for 41 years.
然后你,所以你看到何王排王,还是怎样呢?
So you see that whether it's a good king or a bad king, they will both die.
你不能跟我说,何王不会死,排王才死哦。
Now don't tell me that only that good kings will live forever, while bad kings will die.
代表说,隆重的何王排王,隆重的怎样呢?
The reality is that good kings and bad kings will all die. Because when sin entered the world, death became a part of our lives. So I tell you, death is natural. What's the difference? When we die. How we die. Those are the difference.
所以,所以,所以,
Just like the typhoon Ompong, where several people died, no one expected that.
然后，我有一个三伯，伊最近过身99岁。
And I also know someone in Cebu who recently just passed away, and he was 99 years old.
哦，这个是哇，我一讲加起来100公里以下呢。
And if you add it, according to Chinese tradition, where you add 3 years after that, he would be
102.
So death is a natural occurrence in our lives. But oftentimes, our point of view, We think that death is far away.
啊, 你, 我问你一个问题。
Let me ask you.
你看哦,
in your thoughts,
他早死还是我早死?
Will he die earlier or me?
啊, 你看,
what do you think?
啊, 你看他早死, 我早死。
Will he die earlier or me?
啊? 你看起来我在死嘛，林牧师噶早死。
Well, you might think that Reverend that I will die earlier.
啊，因为哦，那白头毛噶最这里无嘛。
Because he has more white hair, while he doesn't.
啊，当然，当然，中午温差不多那尼啊啦。
Of course, the middle portion is approximately the same.
对不？但是无嘟嘟嘛，我呀无。
But it's not necessarily correct.
在咱的眼光来看，看迄个老的噶过世啦。
You see, in our thinking, the older people are nearer to death.
但是坦白跟你讲。
But to be honest with you, no one knows. The truth is, no one knows. But how do we look at it? We think, the way we see it is, okay, I'm alive today. Tomorrow when I wake up, hey, I'm awake. I'm good. I didn't die. Then we go to sleep again later tonight. And then you wake up again tomorrow. Hey, I'm not dead.
然后过来哈，咱以为咱未死呀。
As time goes on, we begin to think that we will not die.
咱以为逐日逐刻安尼，咱未死呀。
We begin to think that that becomes normal. Waking up every day is normal.
那可能有一日你困到你醒，哦死哦，我伫地狱吧啦。
Now it's possible.
啊，也未活了哈。
It's possible one day you wake up and you see yourself in hell. That's too late.
啊，是讲你一醒的时候啊，感谢主，我现在伫天堂啊，偌爽的有影。
Or perhaps you wake up and you see yourself in heaven.
所以这款的物件，第时无人知有影无。
So these kinds of things, when it will happen, no one knows.
但是伫咱吼常常将这个会改变的物件，关系来咱以为未变。
But then we often mistake things that have not yet happened but are certain to happen. We confuse them to be things that are merely probabilities. We think that this can change. We confuse this thing that can change with unchanging. And because of this, we are unable to do two things. The first thing we can't do. Is that we are not able to prepare our hearts. You see, when we all accept that we are going to die one day, then we will prepare. For example, this one married a very beautiful girl. His wife is back there and she's very beautiful. She's a very beautiful wife. Well, does she look fat? Will she get fat? He hopes not. The hope of it not happening means that there is a possibility it may happen. Will she get old? Will she?
Oh, this is the end of the day. Hope not. Okay.
She will definitely get old, but hopefully she won't get fat. But in our minds, you might think that she won't change. This is unchanging. Because when we wake up, we see what a beautiful wife, what a young wife. But 40 years later, what happens? Will you still love her? You have to love her for. She becomes chubby cute and old beautiful. Because when we prepare our hearts, when we are ready for it, then we're not afraid when it
happens.
But when we think that a changing thing is unchanging, we are unable to prepare ourselves. This is unable to give us that preparation in the heart. That's a big problem. The second thing we are unable to do. Because we mistake this changing thing into unchanging thing. And we think that every day will be the same. But one day we will all naturally die. So we are unable to have a sense of crisis.
And when we
do not have a sense of crisis, we will not prepare.
And
let me tell you, the Philippines is a country that lacks a sense of urgency. On the other hand, Japan is a country filled with a sense of crisis. And because of this, the Japanese build wooden, small wooden homes. Because they know that at any time an earthquake can come. And then when you ask how we're going to build a tall building, if you go to Japan, they do have tall buildings. But because they know that an earthquake is coming and they know they have this sense of crisis,
they prepare.
So you know that the base of the building is half round. It's half spherical, so when the earthquake comes, they do this because they have a sense of crisis. Lately, with the typhoon Ompong, someone told me, you know, I was living on top of a building and I could feel the building shaking. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't understand because I live only on the third floor of a building. But if you have the opportunity to go to Taipei 101, do you remember that there is a very heavy object on the top floor of Taipei 101? And its purpose is to stabilize the skyscraper.
So when
we accept that there are natural occurring troubles in life, then we will prepare. So we see that in this passage, a post-sin world will face trouble. And whether you are a Christian or not a Christian, it's the same. We will face sorrow and troubles caused by man and caused by natural things. Now, how are we going to respond? But in this passage as well, we see the second point. It's that a man who follows God, his life is blessed. And where does this blessing come from? If you look at this passage, take note that God did not use a miracle to solve their problems. Let me repeat myself. God did not use a miracle to solve their problems. Now, brothers and sisters, oftentimes when we face difficulties in life, can God use a miracle to solve it? Yes, He can. Take note, when the Israelites left Egypt, what do we see? It's very clear that when the Israelites had no food, God provided manna for them. When they had no water, God prepared the source of water for them. And when they entered Canaan and they were faced against a big city like Jericho, the walls of Jericho fell after the Israelites marched around the wall for 13 times within 7 days. So we see that in the midst of man's suffering, God can use a miracle to solve it. So, brothers and sisters, this is a possibility. But in this passage, we do not see God using miracles. Meaning that in that God does not necessarily always use miracles to solve our problems.
当然在我们的心思上来面，咱希望上帝啊，你赶紧请神的，让我变成那个special淡薄。
Of course, in our hearts, we hope that we will be we will get a miracle from God in order to feel special.
兄弟姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
那各项物件皆是神的,
if everything is a miracle,
它就不是神的,
then it wouldn't be a miracle.
听明白我说什么吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
所以上帝无特别用特殊的方式来处理人的问题。
So God does not always use supernatural events to solve man's problems.
有时阵你遇到问题，上帝愿意用特殊的方式来感谢主，对不？
Sometimes God may use supernatural events to solve our problems, and we're thankful for that.
但这个不是特别。
But this is not always.
但是你看这段经文哦。 上帝用什么方法?
And when you look at this passage, what did God use?
你看到说这个亚兰王面对这个以色列王巴沙攻击的时候，他用什么方法?
And what did God use when King Asa was fighting against the king of Israel?
咱清楚知影亚萨王本身是敬畏上帝的人。
We know that King Asa was a man who worshipped God.
然后又求过上帝的人。
And he followed God.
但是上帝没用神力解决他的问题。
But God did not use a miracle to solve his problems.
上帝用什么呢?
What did God use?
他走去找大马色王。
He used the king of Damascus.
他走去找Ben-Hadad本身。
He left to see King Ben-Hadad himself.
然后请他来帮助我。
And then he asked him for help.
所以上帝有请他透过
And God, through the king of Damascus, did help King Asa. So here we see that, yes, God can use a miracle to solve a problem, but he does not always use a miracle. But aside from miracles, God can also use other people to help us. Take note, the king of Damascus was not a Christian. He did not worship Jehovah. Nevertheless, God was able to use this person to help King Asa. Brothers and sisters, our God is the God of all. Our God can control and everything is under His will. God can plan all things in order to help you solve your problem. And that is why the Chinese always have a saying, you've met a good person. This good person has helped you.
其实上帝常常有在用人站在你的边头帮助你走这条路。
And in fact, God has oftentimes placed people in your lives to help you face your problems.
我有一个学生。
I have a student.
然后, 她有了一个孩子大概三四岁。
And she gave birth to a child around 3 or 4 years old.
但是呢，当亚伯有这个孩子的时候，因翁忽然间生病死去。
But before she gave birth to this child, her husband suddenly died of a heart attack.
然后在结新了的时阵，伊就真艰苦，家己一个人都顾一个囡仔，然后家己一个都为着生活来着活。
So after his death, she was very heartbroken, and she had a hard time raising the child and also finding a living for them.
然后伊就继续在读神学。 And
then she also entered seminary.
然后一拜我。 她是我的学生，我知道她的事。
So she was my student and I know her background.
然后我问说，你要怎么生活？
So I asked her, how are you going to live?
她跟我说一句话。
And she simply answered me,
用上帝每次找乌鸦到时候给我吃。
You know, God often gave me a black raven, sent a black raven to feed me.
她说，你如果明白这个故事，你就明白以利亚在山顶的机会。
If you know this story, then you remember Elijah on the mountain. How the black raven would often give food to Elijah. So for this person, whenever she had the need, God would send a black raven to help her. So one day she called me.
然后，伊就甲我讲，牧师，你替我祈祷。
And she told me, Reverend, please pray for me.
用干哪只啊？
I said, why?
因为迄只乌鸦甲我讲，缩落去无饼了啦。
Because the black raven told me that there would be no more biscuits to come. In other words, the black raven is about to disappear. What's going to happen? Last year, December, I had another opportunity to talk to her. And she told me, do you know that I'm already married? And I said, wow, congratulations. And the second word she told me, she told me, Reverend, you also know my husband. He was also your student. So I asked her, why would this particular student get married to you? So she said, I don't know. One day he just approached me and asked me if I wanted to get married to him, and I said yes. But she told him, you know I have a kid. And the second question she posed to him was, do your parents accept? And he said, no problem, it's been solved. So they got married. So sometimes God used the black raven to feed her. But when the black raven has stopped, God uses other people to solve your problems.
So, 兄弟姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, God uses people around you to help you. And because of this, I want to say one thing. People are used by God. So when you are used by God and people help you, you have to thank God. Because everything comes from God. So at this time for King Asa, God sent a person to help him. Thank God, was the problem solved? Yes, it was.
但是呢,
but?
无论怎样解决,
no matter how a problem is solved, one day we will all face death. So in other words, no matter how much we solve our problems, we will face death. There is one reverend who is very naughty. He is in Hong Kong. So he went to a hospital to preach. And he said today I'm gonna preach to you about death. And he saw an old grandmother seated in the corner. And then he stared at her. The old grandmother stared at him. And the preacher saw that this woman was staring at him. So this pastor said, even if you stare at me, you're still going to die. And after he said this, this old grandmother placed her fingers on her ear in order to shut off her ears. And then this pastor saw it again. And he said, even if you close your ears, even if you block your ears, you will still die. And this old grandmother got angry. And she stood up and tried to leave. And he said, even if you leave, you will die. And he was a very naughty
pastor.
So he said, don't leave because you'll still die even if you leave. So just stay and I'll tell you the secret of life. So again, later on, he shared the gospel with
him.
So you see, sometimes, no matter how much we solve our problems, no matter how we are able to get out of our crisis, when natural occurrences come to us, we have no way to escape it. So I have something to share. God sometimes uses miracles to solve our problems, but not always. And sometimes God uses other people to help you with your problems. And if there is someone who helps you, thank God for it. But I want to add one more thing. Sometimes man is not able to help you. What about death? How can man help you with death? This is something outside the realm of man. So oftentimes God uses the third method in order to help us. What's this method? It is to strengthen your heart to face these things that cannot be changed.
Okay,
let me repeat. He strengthens your heart in order to face things that cannot be changed. A dead person, you cannot ask them to be revived. But in God, you can strengthen your heart to face this circumstance. So when Paul prayed for the church, he prayed that the hearts of the church will be strengthened. And this talks about the inner will of the person. You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, God will not change the circumstances surrounding your life. But God gives you the inner strength to face these circumstances. Last week, we had an earlier member who passed away. He was 44 years old. And he faced cancer and he died. So when I learned that he died on a Sunday morning, that very afternoon, I went to visit him. And his sister, elder sister, told me a story. What's this story? When he got cancer in 2015, the pastor said the worst case scenario for your cancer, for your tumor is, and every time she would get the worst case scenario. Every time, what would happen to her would be the worst case scenario provided by the doctor. So the environment, the circumstance did not change. And in fact, things got worse. And when she was about to die, her tumors burst and water burst forth. So she had a very difficult death. But her sister said, you know, in this process, and she said that the things I pray for, God always gives me the worst. But if you look at her life, there was no complaint. There was no complaint. And in fact, the people around her when she was about to die felt great peace. She would often go to PGH for chemotherapy. And those beside her would be very happy to be with her. Because despite her dire circumstances, people could see that there was joy and happiness in her life. This is what I'm talking about, that inner strength. Now, I believe most of us are praying for Paul. But in fact, one of the persons I pray the most for is Sister Catherine. And we see that Sister Catherine faced many difficulties. But she never complained. She never complained. And at the same time, we see that God granted her the inner strength to face her problems. So we see that when we follow God, it's true, God sometimes does use a miracle to solve our problems. But again, He does not always use this method. And God can also use a man to help you. And if someone helps you, then thank God. But if you're praying for something that man cannot help you with, just pray for one thing. That God will strengthen your inner self in order to face these problems. And God will hear your prayer. I don't know what you're facing today. See, when we live in this sin-infested world, there will be problems caused by man. And there will also be problems that would naturally occur. But let's all serve God. No, if God uses a miracle, praise Him. If God uses a person to help you, praise Him. And if these two are not available, we still praise Him. Because God has given you the strength to face your problems. Psalms
23
says, Psalms 23 says, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. God be with you. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we thank you, O Lord, that you have always been there for us through thick and thin, in our highs and in our lows, in the valleys and in the mountains, O Lord, we thank you that you are a God who will never leave us nor forsake us, that in you we will find true peace, true joy. Lord, may you help each person as we go through our week and help all of us to rely on you more. In everything, O Lord, we give thanks to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.